Blog Talk Radio.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seekers from the peons. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Ketamawi Halas Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion. From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seekers from the peons. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Ketamawi Halas Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
Who art in Zion, Alway be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth. Alway be thy name.
Oh, Zion, beautiful.
When they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Let's
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Ra, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hadas Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeya al hagittit le'asaf, 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 le'asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim, uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery? This whole jacked-up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no. Blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis. Make me track back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children. 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, would I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem. Only one problem. Israel
level of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and allergy.
Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family is by ask the most high, cause we really want to understand why.
When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family needs to ask them. Cause we really want to understand why. Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the song? Get down, bend down, lay down. On the ground, no time to play around, no time for games, yeah, mess around. We are the problem, we always because then turn back on the creator. I know we are the ones to say bubble and a hater. Them coulda never touch the anointed, them coulda never touch the one who the most high appointed. How we fall from grace, we turn your face. No time to turn back and win the race.
Why do the
have left very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nations, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went through all the different nations and became the dispersion of the diaspora. And the coming together now, it's very, very important, and it must be sincere and genuine. So I think the Old Testament said, with those who have grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the seed of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we know.
Right up in a them ambience, a dying game. I climb to the cloud again. Yeah, waiting for the song after the know the rumor, the rain. Just an defender, a defender. Just an defender, a balalada. Between the songs and the battles of peace, as well as demonstrated your inner chachada. Apprehension created this, I am Kim Big S.T. In the street with mostly jealousies and materialities. Play defender, when everything line up and meet in center stream. Jah a defender, just an a defender. Must have proved righteous in the heart and deed. People have been up here of the most extreme. Equity and fullness of the in-between. Jah defender, defender. I am defender of Zion. I am the prayers of the right choice of the less much. Look how much crystal they have, the part of the doctors. Man still whole a jalam and a ransom. If they have been in the good in the God, I am defender. By woman, I talk of John the Baptist, yeah, I talk of Joshua. John Psalm 69 verse 4, yeah. John Psalm 69 verse 5, yeah. John 30 and 31 of 69 Psalm, yeah. I'm an a defender.
Come on. lion up with flags and give with Instagram. Now say someone away, you want in the Ethiopian. A ballet falling in the city of God's covenant. Woman that with pants out of the top Christian. By gay, eating chat, you ain't judging the Holy Land. Now Rastaman that make no doubt repatriation. Leave black people in the West with no escape from Babylon. But what team and army start in camp around Jerusalem? There shall be a weeping, wailing, and a tea fashion. From the days of Jan, by fall, Babylon, I take the kingdom. Hallelujah, promote repatriation. Hallelujah, we sing and they're not sleeping in the mud. Easy as come, wake up from slumber. And consider the angels like God. What work taught us, we know overseers. We see your hand, force, and we watch you, those. And we watch our opportunity, those. Truth, there's no worries, truth. Tell me why you're forced. Maria Monique, the beast in his head will get bruised. Ethiopia survived the World War II. Battle against Rome, say we never lose. Minister Queen Taito, like a man we still chose. To raise our youth and cast around the night. No one, no one, no one, Jesus, no eye, no eye, flow.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness, 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 unrighteousness,
unrighteousness. Rewind and come back, selector.
Here we have today's daily song. מזמור צד גימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל פלטימות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לבטך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
مزمور زتنا هولت بك النف زتنا صوص بسم بسكن يمسقانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حات اكم عالمن اندهتنا ووطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمنا عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدر رقو ونزوش كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدر رقو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
מזמור צד גימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל פלטימות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לבטך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Tzedek. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Tzedek, to the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Mizmor Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93. Psalm XCIII. Hear. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Tzadai Gimel Tzadai Kamel. Hear a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He hath girded himself with strength. Yahuwah Malaka Geuta Lavesh Lavesh Yahuwah Olzahita Zara Zara. Hear. Today's daily psalm, the Aleph verse, the first verse here. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 6 to 7, where it reads, Thou art great, and thy name is great in strength. Who would not fear thee? Who would not reverence or respect thee, I, O King of the nations?
Of the nations.
Of the nations.
Of the nations.
Gadol ata, v'gadol shimcha, bia gevura, mi lo yirayeka, melech ha-goyim. Thou, the I, art great. Gadol ata, and thy name is great in might, in strength, in strength. With Gadol Shimka, be a Gaburra. Who would not fear reverence? Who would not respect the eye? Me, Lo, Yerayaka, O King of the Nations. Melech HaGoyim.
Melech
HaGoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One. Blessed be He, ask Yirmiyahu, ask Ermias, ask Jeremiah. Quote, Thou callest me King of the Nations. Thou, the I, callest I, King of the Nations, Melech HaGoyim. But am I not King of Yisrael? Am I not King of Israel? Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah replied, Because thou, the I, saidest to me, I have appointed thee a prophet to the nations. Even in Yirmiyahu and Ermias and Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Navi la goyi nitatika. I have appointed thee, I, a prophet to the nations. Navi la goyi nitatika. Therefore, I call thee Melech HaGoyim. I call thee I king of the nations also. For it befitteth thee, I. Even here in Yirmiyahu, Ermias chapter 10, verse 7, where it reads, For it befitteth thee, I. Ki leka yata, for it befitteth thee, I. This kingship befits thee, I. Ki leka yata. Rav Hanina taught, There is one to whom clothes are becoming, but whose clothes are not comely. And there is another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, He becomes His clothes, and His clothes become Him. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty.
Majesty.
Majesty. Yahuwah Malak Geut Lavesh. Jehovah reigneth, hath become King. Yahuwah Malak.
Malach,
incarnate, Jehovah reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Geut Lavesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, is clothed with seven garments. With one, He was clothed in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, at the Sea of Reeds. Jehovah reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Yahuwah Malaka Geuta Labesh. Names that which clothe Him in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Etra Bahir, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds. As is also said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads, I will sing to the Lord, for he triumphed with majesty. I will sing to the Lord, for he triumphed with majesty. Ashira la Yahuwah ki yagao da'ah. I will sing to Jehovah. Ashira la Yahuwah, for he is highly exalted. Ki yagao ga'ah, for he triumphed with majesty. Ki gao ga'ah. Ashira la Yahuwah ki yagao ga'ah. And with another, he was clothed at Sinai, at Sinai, for, as in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Sarai Gimel, Sarai Gamel, Psalm 93, here at the bait, the second verse, which reads, the Lord is clothed, he hath girded himself with strength. Laresh Yahuwah Oza, Hita Azar, Jehovah is clothed. Lavesh Yahuwah, he hath girded himself with strength. Oz, Hita Azar. Now here a Midrash note. Although the Midrash says Psalm 93 verse 2, we find this in the Aleph verse, in the first verse, but the Midrash note says, I follow the substitution suggested by Yaakov Refman in the Beit Talmud, right? IV 4148. Now the edited text, the ET quotes not Psalm 93 and 2, rather it quotes Psalm 29:11 that reads, the Lord gives strength to his people. So here we have the quote from the ET, from the edited text, that does not quote Psalm 93 and 2, rather quoting Psalm 29:11 where it reads, the Lord gives strength to his people. Yahuwah oz le amo yitain, Jehovah will give strength to his people. Yahuwah oz le amo yitain. This here names the strength, the oz, the strength that he gave amo, that he gave his people at Sinai, the strength that he gave his people at Sinai, and with another in the war with Babylon. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59 and 17, it reads, he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayilpasha bi'gdeya nakoma tia leboshet. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayilpasha bi'gdeya nakama and also in Jeremiah 51:11, it reads, for it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. For it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. Kia nikamata Yahuwahi, nikamata hekalo, for it is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Kia nikamat Yahuwahi, for she is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Kia nikamata Yahuwahi, nikamata hekalo, the vengeance of hekalo, of his temple. And with another in the war with Medea. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59 and 17, where it reads, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. He put on righteousness as a coat of mail. Vayilbasha tzedaka kashiryan, and he put on righteousness. Vayilbasha tzedaka as a coat of mail. Kashiryan. Vayilbash tzedaka kashiryan. Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el is represented as a warrior whose coat of mail, helmet, and other equipment consist of righteousness, salvation, vengeance, and zeal, attributes for the chastisement of harasha, the rishaim, of the wicked, the ratchet, and deliverance of the goodly, of the godly. The Hasmoneans, during the time of Maccabees, the Hasmoneans also were clad in cloaks of zeal. And with another and other in the war with Edom, in the war with Edom, as it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 63 and 1, where it reads, "Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozrah? This glorious one, this one glorious in his apparel. Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozrah? This one glorious in his apparel. Mi ze ba medom chemuta be gadim mi batra ze hador bi levusho. Mi ze ba medom chemuta be gadim mi batra ze hador bi levusho. Who is this? Mi ze. Who is this? Mi ze. Who is this that cometh ba from Edom? Medom. Mi ze ba me Edom. With crimson garments from Bozra. Chemuta bit kadim. Mi batra. This that is glorious. Ze hador in his apparel. Bi levusho. Bi levusho. Mi ze ba me edom chemuta bikadima mi batra ze hador bi levusho. And with the seventh garment in the days of HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, as it is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 7 and 9, where it reads, his garment was as white snow. His garment was as white snow. Levusheha kiyatelaga chivar, his garment, his raiment was as white snow. Levusheha kiyatelaga chivar, levusheha kiyatelaga chivar, or levusheha kiyatelaga chivar, his raiment was as white snow, 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 white snow. Yea, the world is established that it cannot, that it cannot, that it cannot, that it cannot. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved. Aftikon tevela baltimot. Yea, the world, his world, is established that it cannot be moved. Hear, today's daily song. Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Tzadai Gamel. Hear verse 1. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved. Af tikon tevel, baltimot, baltimot, baltimot. Rav Aivu told a mashal, a parable, a mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus. Even the goose and the guest, to whom at the very beginning of his reign, a certain legion sang a song of praise of Isis. So Hamelech the king gave the legion an honor that was never to be taken away from it. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be he, began to reign over his world, the waters were the first to sing a song of praise of Isis to him. As is said, even today's daily psalm, Psalm 93, verse 4. Above the voice of many waters. Above the voice of many waters. Mikolot mayim rabim. Above the voices. The voices. Above the voices of many waters. Mikolot mayim rabim. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the waters, as ye live, as y'all live, I shall bestow an honor upon you, as is said, even in Psalm 104, Hebraically verse 5, O Lord, thou didst establish the earth upon its foundations of water, an honor that shall not be removed forever. Yasad eret ala mekoneha balatimot Olama va'ed, who disestablish the earth upon its foundations. Yasad eretz Allah Mekoneha, who did establish the earth upon her foundations. Yasad Eretz Allah Mekoneha, Baltimot Olam Wa'ad, that it should not be moved forever and ever. Baltimot Olam Wa'ed. Hence here, yea, the world is established. It cannot be removed. Aftikon Terel Balatimot. Thy throne is established of old. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Tzadai Gimel Tzadai Gamel. Psalm 93, here the bait verse, verse 2. Nakon Kiseka Me'az Me'olam Ata. Nakon Kiseka Me'az Me'olam Ata. This, his throne, is one of the six things, that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely the throne of glory. Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, HaTorah, the Torah, Yisrael, Israel, the Mikdash, the Kodesh, the sanctuary, and Teshuvah, and repentance. This, his throne, is one of the six things that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely the throne of glory, the King Messiah, the Torah, Israel, the sanctuary, and repentance. Of the throne of glory, it is written, thy throne is established of old. Thy throne is established of old. Nakon Kiseka. Me az me olam ata 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 of Melech ha Mashiach, of the King Messiah, Negus Messiah. It is written even in Psalm 72 and 17 Hebraically, his name shall be continued before the sun. His name shall be continued before the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo, or Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. His name shall be continued before, in front of, in the face of the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. And here the Kativ, Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo. Of HaTorah, of the Torah, it is written, even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs 8 and 22, it is written, the Lord made me as the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yawak anani reshita darko, edema mif alayo meaz, Jehovah made me as the beginning of his way. Yahuwah. Anani Reshitarko, the first of his works, the first of his works of old. Edom Mif Alayo Me'az. Of Yisrael, it is said even in Psalm 74, Hebraically the second verse, 74 and 2. Remember thy congregation, which of old thou, the I, didst make thine own. Remember thy, the I, aggregation, that of old, thou, the I, didst make thine own. Zekora edateka, kanita edem. Remember thy congregation, zekora edateka, that thou, that the I, hast gotten of old. Kanita edem, kanita edem. And here, Midrash note, reference to the Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms, Psalm 74 and 1. Here in the notes, remember thy congregation, that thou, the I, didst make thine own. Psalm 74, verse 2, Zekor edateka, anita edem. What does the phrase of old, what does the phrase edem, what does the phrase edem of old prove? that before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of it, the Israelites His own. As is said, even in Psalm 90, verses 1 to 2, Lord, Thou, the I, hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou, the I, hadst formed the earth and the world. Hear, hear, Mizmor Adai, Tefillah Lemoshe, Ish HaElohim, a prayer, Tefillah Lemoshe of Moses, Ish HaElohim, the man of the true good, the true God, Ish HaElohim. Adonai Ma'on Ata Haita Lanu Bidora Vadora Bitrema Harima Yuladu Vata Cholela Retza Vitavella. Lord Adonai Ma'on Ata, Thou hast been I and I dwelling place. Adonai Ma'on Ata Haita Lanu Bidora Vadora in all generations, Bidor Wador, Bitarem, Harima Yuladu, before the mountains were brought forth, before the mountains were birthed, Bitarem, Harima Yuladu, Wata Cholela Reta Witavella, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, Wata Cholela Reta Witerel, or ever the eye hadst formed the earth and the inhabitable portions of the world. Of the sanctuary, it is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 17 and 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our, of I and I, sanctuary. Kise kavoda maroma meya rishona mikoma mikadeshenu, Thou, throne of glory, kise kabod, on high, marom, from the beginning, me rishon, kise kabod, marom me rishon, Thou, the I, Thou place of our sanctuary, mikoma mikdashenu. Of repentance, it is said, even in Psalm 90, Hebraically, the second and third verse, Psalm 90, it is said, before the mountains were brought forth, Thou, the I, turnest man to contrition, and sayest, return, ye children of men. Vitarem harima yuladu, tashuv, tasheva enosha adadaka, vatomera, shuvu v'nei adam. Before the mountains were brought forth, vitarem harima yuladu, Thou turnest man to contrition, Tasheva Enosh Adadaka, and sayest Vatomer, return, Shuvu, ye your children of Adam, Shuvu Bnei Adam, Bitarem Harima Yuladu, Tasheva Enosh Adadaka, Vatomer, Shuvu Bnei Adam. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. Nasu neharot Yahuwah, nasu neharot ha-kolam. Rav Shimon ben Yochai taught, when the Philistines captured Ha-Aron, captured the Tabot, when the Philistines captured the Ark, they lifted themselves up in pride, saying, we have captured not only Ha-Aron, but also Ha-Elohim, Ha-El, the true good, the true God in Ha-Aron. In the ark of this it is written, the floods have lifted up, O Jehovah, the floods being the Philistines, Nasu Neharot Yahuwah, Nasu Neharot, the floods being the Philistines, of whom it is said, even in First Kings 5 and 1, from the flood, the land of the Philistines. From the flood, the land of the Philistines. Hear, 1 Kings 5 and 1. Here in the King James Version, this is found in 1 Kings 4 and 21. More of the fuller verse. Ushlomo haya moshela be kol hamam lakota min hanahar eretz Philistine. Hear, hear, hear. 1 Kings 4:21. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms, from the river, the floods, the river, to the land of the Philistines, to the land of the Philistines. Ushlomo haya moshel bekol hamam lakota min hanahar eretz Philistine. And here, Midrash note, the P.E., the printed edition, and Padua, the E.T., the edited text, it cites Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 8 and 7, which some say is not quite opposite. And here, 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 Yeshayahu, Esaias 8 and 7, according to Midrash note, where it reads, Now therefore, behold, the Lord, Adonai, bringeth up on them the waters of the river, mighty and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. Vilakena hine Adonai ma'ile elehem etamei hanahara ha etzumim v'hararim etamelek ashur v'eta kola kavodo v'Allah al kola efikayo. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Here, 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 today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Mizmor, Tzadai Gimel, Tzadai Gamel. Here, 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 the third verse, Psalm 93. Psalm 93, verse 3. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Yesu neharota dakyam. Or, as translated elsewhere, the floods lift up their roaring. Yesu neharota dakyam. Ha'el, the true God Elohim, said, When the Philistine floods lift up, I shall tear them with cruel punishments. Of the phrase, I shall be the tearing of them. Dakyam, I shall be the tearing of them. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said that the upper intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces. But Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that the lower intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces. And here, here the Midrash note says that this refers to the mice. The Midrash note here brings this out by saying that this here refers to the mice, wherewith the Philistines were smitten. Here, see, refer to 1 Samuel 5 and 6. And also to Psalm 78, Midrash note 11. And here, here, here in Psalm 78, in the Midrash Tehillim, in the study of the Psalms, the 11th Midrash note, here zooming in to the tearing, the dakyam, here it says, Rav Yehuda, Judah said the name of Rabbi, Rebbe. The story of the frogs is one of a number of instances when Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, gave mastery to the frail over the tough. The other instances are these, such as the mice of the Philistines, of the Philistines, of whom it is said, even in 1 Samuel 5 and 6, the hand of the Lord smote them with mice. The hand of the Lord smote them with mice. Vatikavada yad Yahweh elaha ashadodim vayashimema vayakotam ba'efolima eta ashtoda ve'eta gevuleha. But the hand of Jehovah was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the borders thereof. Even if a Philistine squatted to ease himself in a copper vessel or bench, a mouse would spring up. The vessel would split open of itself, and the mouse would leap up and pull out the Philistine's bowels. Therefore, here the reference to the mice wherewith the Philistines were smitten, 1 Samuel 5 and 6. See the footnote reference. and also Psalm 78 in the Midrash, the 11th note on Psalm 78. Hence, here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93, where it reads, the floods have lifted up, O Lord, O Jehovah, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Nasu Neharot, Yahuwah, Nasu Neharot HaKolam, Yisu Neharot Dakyam. Another comment on the floods have lifted up, O Lord. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah. Rav Berakaya said in the name of Ben Azai and Ben Zoma, the waters lifted themselves up and came near the throne of glory, as is written even in Bereshit in Genesis 1 and 2, where it says, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. Veruach Elohim merachefet al pnei hamayim, and the Spirit of Elohim, veruach Elohim, hovered over the face of the waters, merachefet al pnei hamayim. And also in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32:11, where it reads, as an eagle that stirreth up her nest hovereth over her young. Kunesha Yairakino Allah Gozalo Yerachef, as an eagle that stirreth up her nest. Kunesha Yairakino hovereth over her young. Al Gozalo Yerachef. Here, Midrash note, the second verse from Devarim, Deuteronomy, is cited as an indication of how very close Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, was to the face of the waters. Ha'mayi. When the word went forth from the mouth of the Almighty, from the mouth of Ha'el El Shaddai, from the mouth of the Almighty, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 1 and 9, where it reads, let the waters be gathered together. Yikavu mayi, let the waters be gathered together. Yikavu mayi. The mountains and hills rose up from the uttermost parts of the earth, of the earthly plain, and were scattered over the whole earth, so that there were many valleys in the earth's surface, and the waters rolled down and were gathered into the valleys, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis 1 and 9, the gathering together of the waters called he seas. Here in the Sefer Bereshit, here in Genesis, it's actually the 10th verse, and God called the dry land earth and the gathering together of the waters he called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Vayikra Elohim layabasha eret u'alea mikreya hamayim akara yamim vayare Elohim kitov. Forthwith the waters lifted themselves up and rose to cover the earth, the earthly plain, as in the Bereshit, in the beginning. But then, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but then the Holy One, blessed be He, rebuked them and subdued them beneath the sole of his feet, and measured out the extent with his span, so that they should neither enlarge nor diminish. As a man makes a hedge for his vineyard, makes a hedge for his vineyard, so he made the sand into a hedge for the sea. Thus, like this, when the waters rise and see the sand before them, they turn back. As is said even in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah 5:22, fear y'all not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Who have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? Ha'oti lo terau nuum Yahuwah im mipanai lo tachilu. Asherasamti chol hagvul layam
haka olama velo ya avarenhu. Vayayita ga eshua velo yukalu. We hamua ga la yu. We lo ya avaronhu. Fear you not me, fear you not I. Haoti, lo terao, will you all not tremble at my presence, saith Jehovah. Haoti, lo terao, num yaowa, ima mipanai, loa tahilu, who have placed the sand for the bound of the sea. Asher samtia, chola gvula layam, an everlasting ordinance, haka olam, that it cannot pass with lo ya'avarenhu, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, wayita ga'ishu, yet can they not prevail with lo yukalu, though they roar, Wehamua galayo, yet can they not pass over it? Wehlo ya'abarunhu. Indeed, ere the waters were gathered, the deeps were created. And what are these deeps? They are the ones under the earth, under the earthly plane. For the earth is stretched out above the deeps. For the earthly plane is stretched out above the deeps, like a ship that floats in the heart of the sea, so the earthly plane is stretched out above the waters. As is said even in Psalm 136, Hebraically verse 6, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters. Liroka ha'aretz al-hamayim, to him that spread forth the earth above the waters. Liroka ha'aretz, to him that spread forth the earth. Liroka ha'aretz, above all the waters. Hamayim, al hamayim. Liroka ha'aretz, al hamayim. But those other waters, whither, where did they go? Rav Berakiah taught in the name of Rav Yudana ben Lewi, who taught in the name of Rav Yehuda ha Lewi bar Rav Shalom. Consider two bowls. When one is full and the other is empty, the full one can be poured into the empty one, but if both bowls are full, what can one do with them? On the other hand, bags that are filled with air, can take up all the space of the banqueting room, but when the ear is pressed out of them, they can be put away in one corner. Just so, when the whole earth was filled with water upon waters, with waters upon waters, what did HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do? Here, Midrash note right here concerning just so when the whole earth was filled with water upon waters. That is, when the elements that make up the earth were still in a liquid state. Anin lechozir. Just so when the whole earth was filled with waters upon waters, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He trod down upon them, so that the ear came out of them, as is said even in Eob, in Job, even Job 12 and 15. Behold, he holdeth the waters together, and they dry up. Hena ya'itzora b'mayim ve'yevashu. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Hena ya'itzora b'mayim ve'yevashu. And also, Elohim, God, trotteth up on the waves of the sea. And here also in Eob, in Job 9 and 8. Elohim, trotteth up on the waves of the sea. V'dorech, Allah ba'motei yam, and treadeth with Dorek up on all the waves, Bamote of the sea, Yam, with Dorek, Allah Bamote, Yam. And also, he gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a bag. Here, Psalm 33. Psalm 33, verse 7, that reads, He gathereth the waves, the waters. He gathereth the waters of the sea, together as in a bag. Kones, kaneda, me hayam. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap, or he gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a bag. Kones, kaned, me hayam. Then where did the waters go? Rav Lewi, Levi, said, as the waters were seething, asking one another, whither, where shall we go? Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, said, to the sea. Now here, Midrash, no, play on the term, this is a play on the term, to the sea, here in the Midrash, no, a play on the Hebraic term, dakyam, they're seething, and derek yam, toward the sea, or the way of the sea, derek yam. So here we have a Hebraicism of the term dakyam, which means they're seething, and derek yam, they're seething and toward the sea. So where did the waters go? Rav Lewi said, as the waters were seething, dakyam, asking one another, whither shall we go? Where shall we go? Elohim said, derek yam, to the sea. According to Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Elohim said, to this place, to that place. According to Rav Huna, Elohim said, to this sea, to that sea. Rav Barakaya, in the name of Ben Azai, commented, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was a setter of bounds for the waters, as is said even in Psalm 29, verse 3, Hebraically, the voice of the Lord is for the waters. Olio al hamayim, the voice of Jehovah is up on the waters. Kol Yahuwah al hamayim, the voice of Jehovah, Kol Yahuwah, is for the waters. Al hamayim. Hence, here, the floods lift up their seething. The floods lift up their seething. Yisoo neharot dakyam. The floods lift up their seething. Yisoo neharot dakyam.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Mizmor Tzad Dekimal. Adonai Malach Geut Lavesh. Lavesh Adonai Oz Hit Azar. אחתי קונטבל בלטימות. נכון כסעך מאז מעולם אתה. נעשאו נהרות אדוני, נעשאו נהרות קולם, ישאו נהרות דוח ים. ניקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
መዝሙር 92 በቅንፍ 93 በሰንበት ቀን የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ ክብርንም ለበሰ። እግዚአብሔር ኃይልን ለበሰ ታጠቀም። ዓለምን እንዳትናወጣጠን። ዙፋንህ ከጥንት ጀምሮ የተዘጋጀ ነው። አንተም ከዘላለም ነህ። አቤቱ ወንዞች ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ። ወንዞች ቃሎቻቸውን ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ። ከብዙ ውሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ መገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል ቅድስና ይገባል።
Out of the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, Out of the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93. Here, the Dalet verse, the fourth verse. מקולות המים רבים אדרים משברי ים. Out of the voices, מקולות, out of the voices, מקולות המים רבים of many waters, אדרים משברי ים, the mighty breakers of the sea. It happened that when Hadrian Caesar, when Hadrian Caesar, Kaiser, Asar sought to fathom the depth of the Adriatic Sea. He took ropes and kept lowering them for 3.5 years until he heard a heavenly voice that said, Hadrian will end ere his rope does, before his rope does. Here, Midrash note, the alternate reading, the great sea, the ocean, for the Adriatic Sea, the alternate reading is the great sea, ocean. This seems to be preferable. The maximum depth of the Adriatic Sea is in the vicinity of 800 fathoms, or 4,800 feet, considerably less than a mile. Hadrian would not have needed 3.5 years to measure it, and he had ample supplies of rope for it. On the other hand, it would have been in character for Hadrian to dare measure the supposedly bottomless depth of the Great Sea. Note that the next paragraph also speaks of the Great
of
Sea.
The great
of
sea.
The great of sea. The Again, Hadrian Caesar. Hadrian Caesar. Hadrian Caesar sought to know how the waters praise Isis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And so he made chests of glass into which he put men, and then lowered the chests into the great sea. When the men came up, they said, "We have heard the waters of the great sea praise Isis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise the Holy One, blessed be He." Thus wise, here it is written, the Lord on high is mighty. Adira bamarom Yahuwah, Jehovah on high is mighty. Adira bamarom Yahuwah. In a different comment, the verse here is read, the floods have carried off. The floods have carried off the Lord. Nasu neharot Yahuwah. The floods have carried off Jehovah. Nasu neharot Yahuwah. Woyo. Hoi vey. To the Rishaim, the Rasha, the wicked, the ratchet, Goyim, the wicked nations, nationalities, ethnicities, international community, who think that they carried off only Yisrael. Woe, yo, to the wicked nations who think that they carried off only Israel into captivity. For not only Israel have the wicked, the ratchet nations carried off into captivity, but the floods have carried off Jehovah. Nasu neharot Yahuwah. The floods, neharot, being the nations, neharot, the floods being Hagoyim, being the nations, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community, the nationalities, of whom it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 17 and 12. Ah, the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. Ah, Hoya, Himon Amim Rabim. Ah, the uproar of many peoples, hoi, hemon, amim, rabim, that roar like the roaring of the seas. Ka hemota yamim yechemayun, and the rushing of nations, and the rushing of nations that rush. Ua sheon leumim kia sheon, like the rushing of mighty waters. Mayim akabirim yishaun. Therefore, it is said, the floods have carried off Jehovah. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their breaking. Nasu neharot Yahuwah. Nasu neharot akolam. Yisu neharot dakyam. That is, by persecutions and false prosecutions, Hagoyim, the nations, broke the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to bits. But now, the floods will come and also break the wicked, the ratchet nations, the Goyim, to bits. Hence here, the reading, the floods lift up their breaking. Yisu neharot dakyam. The floods lift up their breaking. Yesu Naharot Dakyam. By the noise of many waters, hear. The Dalit, the fourth verse. By the noise of many waters. Mikolota Mayib Rabi. In the next verse is meant that the wicked nations, nationalities, the wicked Goyim, Gentiles, they came into the Beit Mikdash, into the holy temple, the holy Heikal, and made a noise of triumph within it, within her. Thus, like this also scripture says, even in Lamentations 2 and 7, they have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of a solemn feast. Ola natnua b'Beit Yahweh k'yom ha-moed. They have made a noise in the house of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn feast, as in the day of a moed, appointed feast. Ola natnua b'Beit Yahweh k'yom ha-moed. That is, Hagoi, the nations, made a noise of triumph in the holy temple. In a different exposition, the phrase here is read, the noise of great waters, Mikolota Mayim Rabim, the noise of great waters, and means that the waters of the deep are called great waters, Mayim Rabim. For it is said even in Habakkuk 3 and 15, thou didst walk through the sea with thy horses, through the heap of great waters. Da rakta vayama susekha, thou, the eye, has trodden the sea with thy horses. Da rakta vayama susekha, the foaming of mighty waters. Chomer mayim rabim. This verse proves that the waters of the deep are called great waters, mayim rabim. And the proof, minnayim, that the waters on high are called mayim rabim. It is said, even in Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 23 to 24, under the firmament, when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Vitahata harakia, and under the firmament. Vitahata harakia. Vaishma'a etakola ka nefehem kukola mayim rabib. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Vaishma'a etakola ka nefehem kukola mayim rabim. A parable of a melech, of a negus, even negus neges, who had two legions. When hamelech, when the king, when the negus visited with the one, it was called great, for it was said, great is the legion with whom hamelech, with whom the king visits. And when Hamelech, when the king, when the Negus, even Negus Neges, came down to the other legion, it was said, great is this legion to whom Hamelech comes. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, is on high. The waters on high are called great waters, are called Mayim Rabim, as is said, under the firmament, v'tachata harakia, when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Wa'eshma etakola ka nefehem, k'kola mayim ravim, like the voice of the Almighty, like the voice of the Almighty. K'kola Shaddai, k'kola Shaddai, like the voice of Shaddai, like the voice of the Almighty. Yechezkel, Ezekiel 1 and 24. When Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim comes down to the deep, the waters of the deep are called Mayim Rabim, are called great waters, as is said even in Habakkuk, 3:15, thou, the eye, didst walk through the sea with thy horses, the eye, didst walk, didst trod through the sea with thy horses, through the heap of great waters. Hear, 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 in Habakkuk 3:15. Darakta bayama suseka, chomer mayim rabim. Thou didst walk, didst trod through the sea with thy horses. Darakta bayama suseka, through the heap of great waters. Chomer mayim rabim, or the foaming of mighty waters. Chomer mayim rabim. Thy testimonies are very sure. Let make holiness, make idleness become thy house, O Lord, forevermore, forevermore. Hear, hear, hear. The hey verse here, the fifth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Kimel, Adai Gamel. Edoteka ne emnu amoda le reteka. Naiva Kodesh Yahuwah Li Orek Mayi Yami Li Orek Yami. Thy testimonies are very sure. Edoteka ne emnu amod. Make idleness, holiness become thy house. Li Veteka Naiva Kodesh. O Jehovah Yahuwah, forevermore, forevermore, le'orek yamin, for length of days, le'orek yamin, forevermore, le'orek yamin, for length of days. Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamin, Master of the Universe, when Thou, the Eye, makest low the voice of HaTorah, the voice of the Torah, the direction, the instruction, and the voice of the holy temple. Then dost thou raise up the voice of the wicked, of the ratchet nations, the goy. And when thou, the eye, raises up the voice of HaTorah, of the Torah, and the voice of the Beit Mikdash, of the holy temple, then dost thou, the eye, make low the voice of the Rishaim, Goyim, the ratchet, the wicked nations. Accordingly, in let holiness become thy house, O Lord, forevermore. Le veiteka naiva kodesh Yahuwah leoreka yamin. Make idleness, holiness, become thy house, O Jehovah, for evermore, for length of days. Le beiteka naiva kodesh Yahuwah leoreka yamin. It is as though Moses said, when thou again settest holiness, idleness, kodesh, in thy house, le beiteka, make it not be for a time as at the first time, but make it be for eternity. Rav Shimon Simon taught, in the Torah are mentioned 13 attributes of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha'el Elohim. Through every one of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may grant mercy to the B'nai Yisrael, may grant mercy to the sons, to the children of Israel, may grant mercy to the Israelites. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 to 7, the Lord, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Vayavor Yahuwah ala panayo. Vayikra Yahuwah, Yahuwah el rachuma vechanun erreka paim v'rava chesed v'eimet. Notzer chesed alay lafim nosea avon v'pesha'a v'chata'a ze nake lo yinake pokeda evona vota ala banima ve ala beneya vanima ala shia leshima ve ala rebaim. And Jehovah passed by before him. Waya ebor Yahuwah Allah panayu and proclaimed Wayikra, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Wayikra Yahuwah Yahuwah El Rachum Wechanun Rekapayim Werab Chesed Weemet, keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, Nose Aona wa Pesha'a we Chata'a, 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 Chata'a. Rab said that there are 11 such attributes. And HaRavim, the Rebbe, not the rabbis, scholars of Torah, they said that there are 10 such. Which one of these attributes was Moshe, was Moses thinking of when he prostrated himself in prayer, in tefillah? Rab said, the attribute of his being abundant in goodness. The Rav Chesed, and abundant in goodness. With Rab Chesed, and abundant in goodness. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 34 and 8, and Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. Vaymahera Moshe, vayikoda aritza, vayishatachu, and Moshe made haste. Vaymahera Moshe, vaymahera Moshe, Moses made haste and bowed his head, Wayikoda, toward the earth, Aritzah, Wayikoda, Aritzah, and worshipped, Wayishtachu, Wayishtachu. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eliezer ben Jacob said, the attribute of his being long-suffering, the attribute, Erekapayim, long-suffering, long nose, long suffering. The Rebbeinat, the rabbis, HaRavim, said the attribute of mercy, of chesed. And here you hear a midrash note on Moses made haste. Vaymahir Moshe, Vaymahir Moshe. And Moses made haste as Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, was uttering the first of the 13 attributes. As Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, was uttering the first of the 13 attributes, Vaymahir Moshe, Moses made haste. Vaymahir Moshe, Moses made haste. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac taught that Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, when a man sins, when a man ucks up, why dost thou, the I, not punish him at once? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, blessed be he, replied, thou wilt have occasion to mention my slowness to anger, my attribute of Erekapayi, long nose, slowness to anger. If any other man had spoken thus like this, he would have spoken shamefully. But thou, the I to whom I revealed my attributes, my midot, shouldest thou speak thus? As thou livest, as the I livest, thou wilt have occasion to call upon them. And indeed, not long afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be he, said to Moshe, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers 14 and 12, I will smite them. I will smite them with the pestilence and destroy them.
Destroy
and
destroy
and
destroy.
Akenu.
Akenu.
Whatever. Ve orishenu. I will smite them. Akenu.
Akenu.
Akenu. With the pestilence. Whatever. Akenu. Whatever. Whatever. I will smite them with the devil. Akenu. Whatever. And destroy them. Ve orishenu. Akenu avadavara veorishen. Whereupon Moshe entreated, let make the power of the Lord be great, according as thou the eye has spoken, saying, the Lord is slow to anger and plenteous in loving kindness. Hear, hear, hear. In Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 14, verses 17 to 18, Moshe entreated, let the power of the Lord be great, according as thou, as the eye has spoken, saying, the Lord is slow to anger and plenteous in loving kindness. Ve'ata yigdal na koach Adonai. And now I pray the eye Adonai. Ve'ata yigdal na koach Adonai ka'asher dibarta lemor. And now I pray the eye. Let make the power of Adonai be great, according as thou, as the eye has spoken, saying, Wa'ata yigdal na koach Adonai ka'asher dibarta lemor. Yahuwah rekapayim ve'rava chesed. Jehovah is slow to anger. Yahuwah rekapayim. And plenteous in loving kindness. Ve'rava chesed. Ve'rav chesed. Yahuwah rekapayim. Ve'rava chesed. Rav Haggai. Haggai related. When I used to go down into the Knesset, the Mikrav, the synagogue of Tiberius, the one with the double colonnade, I would hear the voices of young children within the Knesset, within the Mikrav, within the synagogue, within the gathering together, within the Hebrew church, all of them blessing Adonai, blessing the Lord, saying, thy testimonies are very sure for the prolonging of our days. Edoteka nemnu meod, thy testimonies, edoteka, are very sure, nemnu meod, for the prolonging of our days. Le oreka yamin, edoteka nemnu meod, le oreka yamin. Lest it be argued that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, prolongs his patience with Harasha, with the ratchet, with the Rishayim, with the wicked. He also prolongs his patience with Ha'tzadik, with the Tzadikim, with the righteous. Therefore, the next verse says, and the next verse being Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, Psalm 94 and 1, the Lord is a God of vengeance. A God of vengeance shows forth. El nikamot Yahuwah. El nikamot Hofiah. The Lord, Jehovah, is a God, an El. Yahuwah is an El of nikamot. El nikamot Yahuwah. El nikamot. Shows forth, shine forth, hofiah. And here, midrash note. The first half of the verse is taken by the commentator to mean that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim takes vengeance upon Harasha, upon the Rishaim, upon the wicked, the ratchet in due time. The second half, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim takes vengeance, nikamot, up on Hatzadik, the righteous, the Tzadikim, at the very moment of their transgression.
Transgression, transgression.
El nekamot Yahuwah, el nekamot Hofiah,
Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah. We'll be right back.
From the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
And hear, Shema'ah, Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Hamishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Wayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent. Send that Laka. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known and called Genesis, Genesis chapter 34, for the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth offering, up offering. Here. Jacob, Yaakov, reaps the harvest of his evil years. Compare, contrast, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Here, for the Hamishi Aliyah. Watei Dina Bata Leia Asher Yaladaha Li Yaakov Li Reota Di Abinota Haaret. And Dina, the daughter of Leia, who she bare to Yaakov, went out to see the daughters of the land. Watei Dina Bata Leia Asher Yalda Li Yaakov Li Reota Bi Avenota Haaret. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the Hivites, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul, Nafsho, clave to Dina, the daughter of Yaakov, of Jacob. And he loved the damsel, and he spake kindly to the damsel. And Shechem, and Shechem spake to his father Hamor, saying, Get me this damsel, get me this damsel to wife. Achli etaha hayaldaha hazot leisha, get me. Achli, take for me. Achli eta hayaldaha hazot leisha. Get me, take me this damsel to wife, to Isha. And Yaakov and Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now, his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Yaakov and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem went out to Yaakov, Jacob, to commune with him. And the sons of Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Yaakov, Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, The soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you, give her to him to wife, give her to him to Isha. Shechem bini, Shechem bini, ha shekacha nafsho, be bitekem. Tnuna otaha lo leisha, the soul of my son Shechem bini longeth for your daughter. Hashikah nafsho bitekem, I pray you, give her to him to wife. Tenu na otaha lo leisha, isha, isha, isha. And make marriages with us, with I and I, and give your daughters to us, to I and I, and take our daughters to you, to you, to you. Wehita hatenu Otanu, benotekem, titanu alanu, we eta benotenu, tikahua lakem, lakem, lakem. And ye and y'all shall dwell with us, with I and I, and the land shall be before you. Dwell, and trade y'all therein, and get you possessions therein. With itanu teshevu, with haaretz tihyeh lifnekem shvu, usaharuha, with heachzu, with heachzu, baha, baha, baha. And Shechem said to her father and to her brethren, Let me, may I find grace in your eyes. And what y'all shall say to me, I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as y'all shall say to I. But give me the damsel, Leisha, to wife to Isha. And the sons of Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, Bnei Yaakov, answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, deceitfully, and said, Because he had defiled Dinah, because he hath defiled Dinah, their sister. Why Yaakov, Bnei Yaakov, and the sons of Jacob, Bnei Yaakov answered, Eta Shechem wa Eta Hamor, and Hamor Hamor Abiyo, his father, with guile, Bimirmaha, because he had defiled Dina. Why daiberu asher time et Dina? Echotam, their sister, Echotam, and said to them, and they said to them, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised. For that were a reproach to us, a reproach to I and I. But in this will we consent to you. If y'all will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised, then will we, I and I, give our daughters to you, and we, I and I, will take your daughters to us, to I, and we, I and I, will dwell with you, and we, I and I, will become one people. But if y'all will not hearken to us, to I and I, to be circumcised, then will we, I and I, take our daughter, and we, I and I, will be gone, gone, gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man deferred not to do the thing, to do the thing, because he had delight in Yaakov's, in Jacob's daughter. And he was more honorable than all the house of Abior, of his father. And Hamor was Shechem. Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us, with I and I. Therefore, let them make them dwell in the land and trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Make I and I, take their daughters to us for wives, and make us and let us give them our daughters only. Herein will the men consent to us, for to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us be circumcised, as they circumcised shall, not their cattle and their substance, and every beast of theirs be ours, only let us make us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. And to Hamor and to Shechem, Beno, his son, hearken all that went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Yaakov, Simeon and Levi, Shimon and Lewi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor with Shechem, Beno, and they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's bait, out of Shechem's house, and went out. And the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, came upon the slain and spoiled the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses and that which was in the city and that which was in the field and all their wealth and all their little ones, their little ones, and their wives took they captive and spoiled even all that was in Habait, in the bait, in the house. And Yaakov and Jacob said to Shimon, where Lawi, and Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, ye have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house and my bait. And they said, should he deal with our sister as with a harlot? Wayomru hakazona hakazona ya se eta echotenu. And here, Shema Yisrael Gevir, right here. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 35. Yaakov, Jacob's return to Beit El, communion and promise restored, hatikwa, tesva, hope, expectation, promise restored. And Elohim, the true God, said to Yaakov, arise, go up to Beit El, Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar to El Elohim that appeared to thee, I, when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, Achita, the I brother. Vayomer Elohim el Yaakov, kuma eleya Beit El. Sheva sham, wa esay sham, mizbeyacha la el, ha nire'e eleka, bi barachita, mipne aisal achika, arise, kum, arise, and go up, elay. Elay Beit El to Bethel and dwell there with Shevasham, with and Shevasham, Shevasham, dwell there and make there an altar to El. Wa esay Sham, Mizbeyach la El, ha nire eleka, who appeared to the eye. When thou didst flee, bi barachika, from the face, mipnei, of Esau, achika, the I brother. Then Yaakov, Jacob, said to Beito, said to his house, his household, and to all that were with him, put away the strange. Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us make us arise, and go up and aliyah to Beit El, and I will make there an altar to El, Lael, with I say Sham Mizbeyach La El to El, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave to Yaakov, to Jacob, all the strange gods, all the Elohe Ha Nekar, all the strange gods, all the Elohe Ha Nekar, which were in their hand, and all their earrings, which were in their ears. And Yaakov and Jacob hid them under the oak, which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of Elohim was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the Bnei Yaakov, after the sons of Jacob. So Yaakov, Jacob, came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Beit El, Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar, Mizbeach, and called the place Hamakom El Beitel. Waya yiben shama Mizbeach, waya yikra la makom El Beit Israel. Ki shama niglua elayoa ha Elohim. Be barchoa mipneya achio. And he built there an altar and called the place El Beit El, because there Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, was revealed to him when he fled from the face of Achio, the face of his brother. But Deborah, Ribka's nurse, died. And she was buried beneath Beit El under an oak. And the name of it was called Alon Bakut. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, appeared to Yaakov, Jacob, again. Vayera Elohim ella Yaakov Mia Padana Aram. And Elohim appeared to Yaakov again when he came out of Padan Aram. Vaya Bareka Oto, and blessed him. Vaya Bareka Oto, and blessed him. And El Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to him, thy name is Yaakov. Thy name shall not be called anymore Yaakov, Jacob, but Yisrael shall be thy name. And he called Shemo Yisrael, and he called his name Yisrael. Vayomer lahu Elohim, and Elohim said to him, Shimka Yaakov, thy name, Shimka Yaakov, thy name Yaakov, thy name is Jacob, Shimka Yaakov, lo ayikare Shimka od Yaakov, thy name, Shimka, shall not be called any more Jacob, Yaakov. Lo yikare shimka od Yaakov. But, or for, ki im Yisrael, but Yisrael, for Yisrael, ki im Yisrael, yihye Shemekah, but Yisrael shall be Shemekah, the I Shem, the I name. And he called his name Yisrael. Vayikra et Shemo Yisrael. And Elohim said to him, Vayomer lahu Elohim. I, El Shaddai, El Almighty, the Almighty, El, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, I, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Vayomer lahu Elohim, ani El Shaddai. Pereya, urbeya, goya, ukahala, goyima, yihye, mimeka, umalakima, meya, heya, latseka, yeitseu. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi. Here, the Sheishi Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent Senbet Lakke, Sabbath he sent. Yishlach, Vayishlach. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 35, here at verse 6 for the Sheishi, for the sixth reading, the sixth aliyah, the sixth up offering up here for Shabbat, Vayishlach, Vayishlach, Vayishlach. Et ha'aretz ha'asher nataniya le'avraham ula yitzhak leka etaneinaha ula zareka achreka etena etah aretz, and the land which I gave to Abraham and Yitzhak, ve'etah aretz asher nataniya le'Avraham ula Yitzhak leka, leka, to the I, leka, I will give it, leka etaneinah, I will give her, I will give it, I will give her, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Ula zareka achreka etain et haaretz. And Elohim. And Elohim went up from him in the place, in the makom hamakom, in the place where he talked with him. Vaya Allah meya alayo Elohim ba makom asher dibera ito. And Elohim aliyed up. And Elohim aliyed up, went up. Vaya Allah meya alayo Elohim.
Elohim. Elohim.
In the place, bam makom, where he talked with him. Asher dibera ito. And Yaakov and Jacob set up a pillar in Hamakom, in the Makom, in the place, in the spot where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And here at verse 14, here at verse 14 is the Sheishi Le Sephardim. For the Sephardi here would be the sixth, where the sixth reading, the sixth up offering would begin. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis 35, verse 14, the Sheishi Le Sephardim, for the Sephardi. And Yaakov set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him. Vayatzeb Yaakov matzeba b'makom, and Jacob set up a pillar. Vayatzeb Yaakov matzeba, set up a matzeba, the matzeba b'makom, in the place where he spoke with him. Asher diber itoa Matzevet, a pillar, Matzevet Aven, a pillar, a matzeva of stone, Matzevet Aven. Vayasek Aleha Nesek. And he poured out a drink offering thereon. Vayasek Aleha Nesek. And poured oil thereon. Vaya yitzoka aleha shamen. And he poured oil on her. Vaya yitzoka aleha shamen. And Yaakov and Jacob called the name, the Shem, of the place, the Makom, where Elohim spake with him, Beit El. Vayikra Yaakov et Shem HaMakom asher diber ito Shem Elohim Beit El. And Jacob called the name of the place where Elohim spoke with him, Beit, death of Rachel, death of Rachel, and birth of Binyamin, Binyam, and the birth of Benjamin, verse 16. And they journeyed from Beit El, from Bethel, and there was but a little way, a little way to come to Ephrat. And Rachel, Rachel, travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also." And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, Alla tiri, fear not, alla tiri, ki gam ze lach bein, for this also is a son to thee, fear not, alla tiri, ki gam ze lach bein. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Shimon Ben Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. Benjamin. Wayehiya bir se'ata nafashaha ki meitaha. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, Waihi abis eata nafashaha, for she died, kia metaha, that she called his name Bain, Watikra Shmo Ben Oni. She called him the son of my sorrow, Ben Oni. We Abio, but his father, and his father We Avio Karalo, called for him Binyamin, the son of the right hand. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrat, which is Beit Lechem, Bethlehem. And Yaakov and Jacob set a pillar, a matzvah, upon her grave. That is the pillar, the matzvah of Rachel, of Rachel's grave, to this day. Watamata Rachela watika berabe. Dere. Ephrataha hiya, Beit Lachem. The same is Bethlehem. Vayatzev Yaakov, and Yaakov set up a matzevah, a pillar, ala keburataha, upon her grave. Allah kiburataha hi. The same is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Hi amat aveta kiburata Rachel ad hayom. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard. Now the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Yaakov's firstborn, Simeon, Shimon, and Levi, and Levi, and Yehuda, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, of Rachel, Yosef, were Binyamin, Joseph, and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan, and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad, and Asher. These are the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, who were born to him in Padan Aram. Death of Yitzhak, death of Isaac, verse 27. And Yaakov came to Yitzhak Avio, came to Isaac his father, to Mamre, to the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Yitzhak sojourned. And the days of Yitzhak of Isaac were 180 years. 180 years. And Yitzhak and Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered to Amor, to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau were Yaakov, Esau, and Jacob buried him. And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear right here, Yisrael. Hear, picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 36, the generations of Esau, of Esau, Edom. Now, these toldot, the generations, we'ele toldot Esau of Esau, who? Edom. He, Edom. Who is Edom? Esau took his wives of the daughter of Canaan, of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Oholibama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, the Hivite, and Bashamath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nabayot, of Nabajot, and Adabit Esau Eliphaz, and Bashamath bear Reuel, and Holibama bear Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, who were born to him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the persons of Baito, of his bait, of his house and his cattle and all his beasts and all his substance which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of Achio Yaakov, from the face of his brother, his Ach, Yaakov, Jacob. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together. And the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Thus, like this, dwelt Esau in Mount Seir, Seir. Esau is Edom. Esau is Edom, is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons. Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau, Reuel, the son of Bashmath, the wife of Eshad, Eshet, the Oset of Esau, of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's ben, Esau's son. And she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Adah, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath and Zerah, Shammah and Mizah. These were the sons of Bashmath, Esau's Eshet, Esau's wife, Esau's Oset. And these were the sons of Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeona, Esau, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset. And she bare to Esau, to Esau, Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. And these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's ben, Esau's son, Duke Nahat, Duke Zerah, Duke Shammah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom, the land of Edom. These are the sons of Bashmat, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Aholibama, Esau's Eshet, Esau's wife, Duka Yahusha, Duka Jaalam, Duka Korah. These were the dukes that came of Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, who is Edom. And these are their dukes.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly.
Holy my real life class, yeah, Mr. Jah, Rastafari. A winner race naturally. I won a boo house and a train. It's my time enough. A time ghetto youth to shine enough. So welcome to my world, a world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olu Na'adonai, El Shuwen Shou Tudasai, by the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift. Slatya. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right on me. Now this world wide world, there's no other like you.
So ever, never, never, never replace him. We won't El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olo, Na Adonai. Jesus, angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come, Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. You stay with me, true was my hustle, my Lord is my savior, true was my struggle, he is my armor, in a my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle, King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion, for none in my job, for none in my job, yeah, both sell it, more for Benny Summer, oh, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Hello, Leona, I don't die. It's true, angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come, now I don't die. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work, them. Open up my ears to hear your voice, them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strengthen my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olo, Na Adonai. It's true, angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come, Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teaching and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you, through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right by me. Now this worldwide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olo, Na Adonai. It's true, angels do the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El come, come, Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Only my real life last year, we see Jah Rastafari.
So here, Shamu Lee, Shalom Chavarim, Shalom, here, Gavir, here we have the eighth, to touch on the number eight, as we've mentioned before, mention again, give thanks to Mariama Tanay, the Woman's Wednesday previous, during the time of the seventh Torah portion, Yitzeh, Shabbat Yitzeh, she brought forward the weight of eight, the weight in the sense of weight, like weight being a heavy load, W-E-I-G-H-T, but then even in the text, they kind of punned and said, you know, like weight and weight, can't wait, you know, the other waiting. So it's an interesting word sound, as Erastaman and the elders taught I and I, you know, word sound and power, like pick sense out of what may seem like nonsense, how words, you know, how words are used. But here we're at the eight. So also let us touch on the significance here in this eighth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We have Vayishlach. Vayishlach Ya'ikov. So here going over some of the first words and reasonings to the low continuity as we connect it with the previous Torah portion, because this one here, picking up and beginning with Genesis chapter 32, in the KJV, it is verse 3. Here we have verse 4 in the Hebrew. So we look at the Masoretic text in the Sefer Bereshith, the cipher of the beginning, or the Reshith, as Chokmah. Wisdom is the principal thing. We have this in Proverbs 4 and 7. Wisdom, Chokmah, is the Reshith. So here getting good wisdom. So we get the knowledge, the Da'at. Da'at here in HaTorah. We have the knowledge. We also need the wisdom, because wisdom, saith Adonai Nu, Robeinu, Yeshua, HaMoshiach. He says to us that wisdom is the, you know, wisdom is justified by all of her children. He revealed to Solomon that wisdom is the Reishith, but wisdom is justified by all her children. So we have Abinu, Shabash, Shemaim, our Father who art in heaven, and we have our mother, right? So the seed, the word being the seed, so Shema Yisrael, Shemuli, Chabarim, Talmudim. So we have Vayishlach. Vayishlach is the first word. Vayishlach. Some enunciate as Vayishlach. Vayishlach. We have Vayishlach. So once we get past the verse difference, the one verse difference from the KJV, King James Version, to the Sefer Bereishis, we now move forward to the first word, Vayishlach Ya'ikob, and sending forward, Vayishlach Ya'ikob. Now there's a key as we study, and more and more in our studies, you know, in this semester, right here in the first principles, here in these first Torah portion reading and feedings, we have some of the essential first principles. We also have some very interesting patterns. Now, here in Genesis, in these first Torah portion reading and feedings, we highly recommend the Book of Jubilees, and even more highly recommend our reprint, which is the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, 1902, R.H. Charles version. A very, very a good translation, also the annotation as well. And then we did a little more search and study for the Machibar, Yehuda Mohan Bessa LOJ Society, and we now also have the Ge'ez, the primary reference text for the translation. So for those brothers and sisters that are ready for that level of study, even just for a basic read, we highly recommend you get a copy of the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the reprint by the LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah. Line of Judah Society of His Majesty, get a reprint, and even during this particular season, you know, here in the reading of the season, in the so-called, we say, the winter season, in the darker Kislev, being in Kislev, the Kislev season, you know, and, you know, it's a great gift, you know, for this particular season and time, you know, for the heart and the mind. But here, get the Peshat. The Peshat here is where we have Ya'ikov, we have Jacob, referring to supplanter, and we got to get into the metaphysics. Have you gotten into the metaphysics, right, of the names, of some of the key names and the main character names here in this Torah portion, reading and feeding? Getting into the metaphysics. And for the Chabarim, you know, for the Chabarim and brothers and sisters, I would highly recommend going to the metaphysics, you know. Maybe not all at once, because sometimes you get into one particular name. For example, we have Ya'ikov, getting to the metaphysics of Ya'ikov. Also in this Torah portion of the Revelation and the naming, where Ya'ikov becomes Yisrael. So in the continuity, we touched on the El and the Ha'el, right, and also even the word of Laban, and he asked, was Laban, Laban, was Ya'ikov, was his uncle, was his father-in-law, was he an opium man? You know, he says something interesting. He says, Yesh le'el yadi, Eish le'el yadi. I'd like to get into a little bit more of that, but what he's saying is that, I think it was in 31, what was it, 30, it was 31 and 29, right, he says, it was in the God of his hand. KJV says, the power of my hand, but in looking at the Hebrew there, but just in speaking on the word sound, you know, the basic Hebrew, getting a HD, right? But firstly and foremostly, Jacob sent. What did Jacob send? Who did Jacob send? That's the question. And Jacob sent. We have Vayishlach, and he sent. He who? He, Ya'ikov. So here's how we begin, you know, our studies right here. Vayishlach, and he sent. Second word, Ya'ikov. Jacob, he sent. Who is he? Jacob, Ya'ikov, who did he send? So we have an episode here, sharing some of the Chumash, the notes here, for basic Darasha, Midrash, basic study. This episode that we have here, picking up with this eighth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, for this seven, right, for the seven. So in an orderly reading of the Torah portion, speaking about the groundation, first of the Trinity, right, of the three readings. We have the Torah, we have the Haftarah, right, and we have the Brit, right, Chadasha, right? The Brit Chadash, the renewed covenant. But here at the foundation, Yaakov sent. This episode is narrated right here. There's an illustration here as to how Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Shlush, Ha Kadosh, how Ha El, right? Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, saved his servant and redeemed him from an enemy that was stronger, from an enemy stronger than himself. How did Ha Elohim save Yaakov? So here, in looking at the first words and also the first principles here, check out the continuity reasoning on El and Ha El, as well as Ha Elohim, and also with Laban's use of it within the Hebrew that doesn't really fully get translated. This is what, you know, the sabbatical studies, this is what the Rastafari Yeshiva, this is what Ayin Sharp and Ayin is to do, bringing out Genesis 31 and 29, where he says, Yesh Le'el, Yesh Le'el, Yadi. You know, it's in the power of my hand, but he's saying it's in the God of my hand. Now, as we went through the, you know, the previous Torah portion for the continuity, we seen and we heard and we're able to bear witness and have the facts and evidence of the Ha'el. We both have the Ha'el revelation and also the revelation of the Malaak in the singularity, the angel, the Malaak Ha'elohim, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim. And the Word was Elohim. So the Word being that messenger, the pre-incarnate Son, is that Word. And we see the distinguishing of that even within the Masoretic, the biblical, right? That point of reference to the ancient Hebrew, we see the Ha Elohim reference. And then also in what he does within that parenthetical, the return call forward, right? The return call forward to Beit El and the revelation of Ha El, Beit El. Right, of the true El, the true God. And then we have even furthermore within that revelation, right, within that revelation of Ha Elohim by the Melaak Ha Elohim. So this is pointing to the ways in which he who be who he be, right, Ha El, the nature of natures, the nature of natures, right, the true good, the true God, Ha Elohim, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Ha Shilush, Ha Kadosh, how he saved his servant and how he redeemed. Even we have Yaakov speaking of the angel, that angel, right? And that angel is none other than the pre-incarnate Son, the Word, right? Also, just to make this point of reference, we spoke on the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, right? The valuableness of that for our studies. And we really highly encourage ones to get a copy and refer to that particular, especially here as we study and reference these, we could say these first chapters here, even the beginning of the Shemester, getting the first principles here. But we also have the Ethiopic Book of Adam and Eve, the God of Adam. Get a copy of the God of Adam. The God of Adam, very, very important. As the first principle, we speak about the Word, that the angel, we have a particular angel, even an angel who Yaakov wrestles with in this Torah portion as well. Yaakov also speaks about that angel who redeemed him, right? The angel who blessed him. Now, as a point of principle, angels, right, don't usually bless. They might carry a blessing, but they don't bless in that first person sense. It's the same angel that Moshe, right, that Moshe seen in Mount Sinai, in Mount Sinai, and that revelation there where he says that he's known as El Shaddai. Some say, well, he's speaking of the Most High. No, you have to study the Hebrew and really understand the Hebrew. A good book is also by Yoel Natan. I think we have a free copy, but also, you know, support his works and get a copy of the Jewish Trinity as well. Just to point to the reference, when we speak about the Hebrew Trinity, it's about HaShilush HaKadosh, we got Ab, Bain, and Ruach HaKadosh. And so one wants to know, this is the reality. When we say, he who be who he be, right? Echad is the one in the oneness, right? His oneness in divinity, but that Trinity, right? We say the Trinity in person or in the face, the Panim, in that revelation. So how did Ha Elohim save his servant? How did he redeem him? Speaking of Yaakov, his servant Jacob, from an enemy stronger than himself, by sending his angel. That's Malachi. Malachi, Malachi, Malachi. That he says, my angel, Malachi, my angel. He sent his angel, the Malaakapanayo. So when we're studying the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the Metzahafeh Kufale, and the Kufale also reflects on the Torah portions. The word Kufale reflects on the Torah portion. We've touched on that elsewhere, but the Kuf of the portions. It's known as the Book of Divisions, also Kufale, because we have, even from the previous Torah portion, when we have Jacob serving for Rachel, whom he loved, for Rachel, for the matriarch Rachel. It's interesting that we have this reference of week, the week of years, right, the week of years. So the seven, right, the seven, right, in the sense of what a jubilee is, seven times seven. And also the time, learning to tell time, teach us to number our days. So about the time, about the order, about the heavens and earth is also revealed here as we get further into our studies right here. So just to make a reference to that as well. We also learned that Yaakov, that Jacob, he didn't rely upon his righteousness. This is something that many of us must, you know, be reminded, remind I and ourselves. Right? And being reminded, may others also be reminded, not to rely upon one's own righteousness, relying on one's own righteousness. Even the Brit Chadasha, right? The Brit Chadasha sense, right, is that righteousness that he inputs. He imputes it, he inputs it into us because of our emuna, because of our yea and our main, our pistis, right? Because of our admittance, right, in the truth, as the truth. Right, our belivity. Some say believe, we say to believe. Rastaman say believe. The belivity, right? The belivity in the believing it, right? So it's not just in word, but also in deed. But he did not rely upon his own righteousness. As we in the Brit Chadasha, the King of Kings Christ sense, don't rely on our own righteousness. Is seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his, and what? And his righteousness. So Yaakov right here teaches us this in climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, that Yaakov didn't rely upon his own righteousness. I'm righteous. I'm not going to worry about a thing. I'm righteous. No. What did Yaakov do? What did Jacob do? He took all practical measures. Because the practice makes what? Perfect. He took all practical measures to meet the situation, to meet the situation. And even I would say meet the situation or the situation, taking all, not just taking practical measures, but he took all practical measures to meet the situation. Now, it also here, this episode here contains the further lesson, further teaching here in HaTorah, in the directions, in the instructions, in the teaching of his divine majesty, further lesson that whatever happened to the patriarchs, and we can also extend this in the context of the fuller, and the matriarchs, because their narratives and stories are also here as one. Whatever happened to the patriarchs, but to whom more is given, more is required. The patriarchs and the matriarchs happen to their offspring. We should follow his example by making a threefold. Now here I'm sharing some of the notes in the Chumash, right, paying attention to that fingerprint of HaShilush HaKadosh. We have a threefold preparation in our fight. In our fight, there's a fight against Esau and Esau's or Esau's descendants. See, now we can look at this in the Peshat in that natural sense, also the Metzhafe Kufale, the Book of Divisions, known as the Book of Jubilees, goes into that even more. We'd love to, you know, reason upon that, but just, you know, our words of wise should be sufficient, brothers and sisters. Get a copy of that. I think we also have a downloadable copy, you know, whether it's a soft copy, PDF copy, if one can afford. Get a hard copy as well. We have the prints. The prints are available while supply, you know, supply lasts, while the supply is available. Please get a copy of it, because here where they say there's a fight, we have I and I fight against Esau's descendants. Right? We don't fight against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle. It's a psycho-spiritual warfare, right, against Esau's descendants. Now, also, the metaphysical, what be the metaphysical implications of the name Esau? So looking up in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, what is Esau? right? And as we just studied this one point right here, you know, just beginning off right here, getting a good footing, right? Giving an overview. So what is the threefold preparation? So since we know there is a fight, even that spiritual battle, the spiritual warfare, right? Because Esau, this also applies even in the Berit, and especially in the Berit Chadash, the renewed covenant sense. Our fight against Esau's descendants, the threefold preparation, prayer, right? Prayer, gifts, remember the gifts, the presence, right? It's very interesting as we go through this Torah portion reading and feeding the presence. There's a presence, there's a gifts. The presence and the gifts, these are acts of appeasement. Now, in the Hebrew, this is the mincha. The mincha, or some would say the mincha. The mincha, it's gifts, it's offering. But in this sense, they are appeasements, right? These presents that Yaakov sends before him, right? He sends a present. He says, thy servant Yaakov, it's a present, it's a mincha, right? Ladoni. Esau, right? It's a present. It's an appeasement. So those presents, those gifts, is the second of the threefold preparation. And there's war. So the threefold preparation, look at the fingerprint of HaShalosh HaKadosh, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Kedush Selassie. We have the threefold preparation. We have prayer. Right? And it's important to study, right, to know what the truth of true, what's Hebrew prayer, what does the word mean, what's the context of it, to really study it so that when one is doing it for real and not in, you know, a half original sense, right, come out of her, ye must be born again, having a change of mind. So the study, right, and the growing in grace and that knowledge, so prayer, right, prayer, gifts, or the presence, the mincha, the appeasement, and war. That's just on the first word, right? The first two words here, Vayishlach Yaakov. Vayishlach Yaakov. And Jacob sent. Just getting an overview of what this particular episode is teaching us, what we can learn based on the first principles and applying this principle over personality. So we recognize the personalities here. We're not losing sight of the personalities. But in the balancing of the equation is the principles. What's the principle here? So Jacob sent, right? And all of that right here that we just went over, you know, how Elohim saved his servant and redeemed him from an enemy stronger than himself. How did he do that? By sending Melako, sending his angel and delivering him. Also learning here that Yaakov didn't rely on his own righteousness, and we know neither do we rely on right. Seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness. He took all practical measures to meet the situation and the situation that was confronting him and that he was trotting towards. It containing a further lesson that whatever happens to the patriarchs and by extension to the matriarchs happens also to their offspring. Following Yaakov's example, right, we can make that threefold preparation in our fight, right, in our fight against Esau's descendants, and we can say the spiritual descendants, the spiritual warfare, right, it's a spiritual warfare. What's the threefold preparation? Prayer, gifts, appeasement, presence, right, so the prayer, the presence, or the gifts, which are appeasements, and war, right, and war. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim. Lefanayo, and Yaakov and Jacob sent messengers. He sent Malakim, right? He sent messengers or angels. The same word is translated as angels. He sent Malakim before his face. Lefanayo. Why did Yaakov send the Malakim, sending out the angels, sending out the messengers with that message as I and I, fire angels of the King of Kings, messengers. He sent them, why? Why did he send Malakim? He sent them to learn Esau's intentions. He sent them to communicate a message. He sent them, right, as bringing those appeasements, those gifts. He sent Malakim. He sent angels. Shalom Aleichem. Malakim.